Michael, delighted to get talking to you ahead of the Donegal International Rally. And I suppose the first question I'm going to ask you, how did this whole package come about, and how did you end up here in the county?
Yeah, it's funny, you know, me and I was at a Sparks ward to do, and Gary Jennings was at it. I met him coming out the door, and he shook my hand. I was on the phone at the time, and I says, I knew that big head from somewhere, you know what I mean? And next time I come back, and again, I had a word with Gary, and we're just chit-chatting, and I says, would you ever give me a run on one of them yucks, you know? And, ah, yeah, I'll give you a run. Next thing, before I knew it, he gave me his number. Before I knew it, I was only home, and I was texting away at him, and next thing he says, the Donegal boys are looking for something new to come to the rally. And next thing, before I knew it, Brian was on the phone, and before I knew it, I'm in an escort and ready to go, you know. So it's funny how it all went from, you know, I was seriously interested in doing it, but it's very funny how you always say, oh, I'd love to do it, and, you know, people never come up with the goods to do it, you know. I mean, you just, they say it at the date, but everything came in place, and before I know it, I'm sitting here ready to go. Yeah.
What was your interest in rally? Because obviously with the Dunlop background, it's all about the two wheels, but there's a bit of rallying background in there too, is there, Michael?
Yeah, it's funny, you know, my dad drove a rally car a good few years ago. Actually, the same man that's looking after my car supplied my dad with a car, Den Motorsport, boy Barry Den, and he'd got my dad a run out, and, you know, I've always been interested in anything with speed and engines, you know, I'm interested in, you know, and it's very hard with a motorcycle, and we don't get a chance to get about, you know, but this is all keyed up at the right time of the year for me, and it means I can experience and really enjoy this year.
Yeah. We'll go on to the rally shortly again, but let's just reflect back on your year so far. I suppose in recent years on the bike, you're just coming off the back of a fantastic TT and all the 4-1s for you there, and on the BMW.
Yeah, TT's been really good for me this year, and like, last year too, I've done 4. Last year I've done 4 this year, which has hyped up me winner streak. So, you know, I can't say enough. You know, I really enjoy the TT. That's what I race for. I love going to TT. I love the challenge it gives you, you know, and doing it on the BM on a bike that nobody's ever used. It's never been used at the TT. It's the first time the factory team has actually been there since, you know, 1939. So, you know, it's the 75th anniversary for them. And for me, it was the icing on the cake. And for them too, it was to win the sort of bike race for them. It's 75 years since they had that trophy, and that trophy now goes back to Germany to go into the museum.
Yeah. You've been doing a lot of road races at various different venues. The TT in Isle of Man, that has to be the ultimate, is it, Michael, for you?
Yeah, obviously it's 37 and 3/4 miles per lap. You know, you don't get that anywhere else, you know. I mean, it's got everything. It's got a bit of short circuit stuff on it, a bit of die-hard road stuff on it, and, you know, Nothing comes near to the TT, you know. It's different races have got their different things, you know, but the TT is the time trial. You're on your own, and at the end of the day, whoever wins, you know, they've done it themselves, you know.
Yeah, and off the bikes that you compete in, which would be the favourites? Probably the top range, the top classes, is the one you love most, is it?
Obviously, you know, you're always right up when you come home about the sort of bike race, you know, whoever wins the sort of bike race, you know, and I love riding the sort of bike, you know, because it's hard work, and it seems to be the class everybody looked out for.
Yeah. And there's a history as well there with the Dunlop family, the TT, and the victories that you have. You've got 11 now in your career, so I'm sure you're looking to add a few more.
It's, you know, I don't know. It's funny how you get through your careers and you see this and you see that, and, you know, I've got 11 now, and I'm well chuffed with that, and, you know, I'm happy with what I've done, and I think if I decide to go back again and get a few more, so that's great, and if I can keep adding to my tally, that'd be fantastic. But, you know, to have 11 at my age in this career, you know, it's top of the class for me.
Yeah, and there's other races as well around this part of the world that aren't too bad. We've got the Northwest 200 and the Ulster as well. It's not too far away.
No, you know, the Ulster's coming up now in August, you know, and I love the Ulsters. It's different from the TT, but it's fast, you know what I mean, and it really gets the legs of the motorbikes going around there, and it's a fast spot, and I enjoy riding around there too. We've got some great events. We've got the Northwest 200, and, you know, it's been struggling a couple of years for weather, you know, but it's a pity they hadn't a day like this here. You know, it's a corker day down here, and if they can keep at it, it's like anything. When the days are good, people are out, you know, and hopefully, you know, come Friday for the rally, the people will be hanging out the hedges.
Yeah, let's talk about the rally. You've experienced Donegal in the past when you were a bit younger, when the family used to come here to Rathmullen.
Aye, down to Rathmullen. You know, a couple of friends down here, and this Monday night we've come down just for a holiday. Just, you know, my dad would have brought us down to the sea, and, you know, it's great to come back down and experience with a couple of old friends, you know, and Jackie and Derek, you know, and they've been on to me call down, and actually one of the stages go, I think, 200 yards by their front door, so hopefully we don't break down, but I'll call
them. You're not stopping for tea during the stage, really?
No, well, I might do, if the heat's the way it is, I might be able to stop for water, but no, hopefully, you know, we'll get round, we'll go round circles, and hopefully, you know, I can go back down and experience some old times.
What's the stages like for you? Because there's some big classic that's classic stages that and the rally and fraternity that they're huge. And what do you know about them, Michael?
Yeah, I've my co-driver or co-pilot, whatever you want to call him, has been in and he's been talking about how, you know, these stages have been going for years, you know, and, you know, there's some good roads out there, and some of them aren't so good. Now, I must say, there's some of them a few potholes, so that's the whole thing about the Donegal, you know, it's just got everything, and I'm really looking forward to it if I get my head down and just, yeah, look, I'm only here to have fun, you know what I mean, and we've come here and, you know, sort of bide the whole road racing family and the rally car drivers together, and, you know, I just want to have a good time, you know, and I'm not out here to be a hero, you know what I mean, I'm out here to drive a car, great car as Milton is. Built me a fantastic engine for a 2.5. Everyone's great, you know what I mean? And I say, I'm gonna get my head down and just drive away. And me and James will keep our head together and just keep doing our own thing. And if it's good enough in the day, that's great. And as long as we're having fun, that's the main thing.
How long will it take you, do you think, to make the change over from the two to the four wheels and get that technique right?
That's, you know, at the end of the day, you drive a four wheel vehicle every day of the week, you know what I mean? So it's just getting used to the horsepower and stuff, you know, obviously. A motorbike's a completely different animal of a thing, you know. I mean, we're talking 210 horsepower out of a one wheel motorcycle, where, because half the time the front wheel's off the road, you know, and these KRs have about 320 horse. For that, in motorbike terms, you know, it's nothing, you know. If you put motorbike terms into a car, it's nearly 1,000 horsepower, you know what I mean? So, but at the end of the day, when I got up them thin roads out the back, that thing will be enough, you know, and as I say, hopefully, you know, we just need to get terms with it, do a bit of steering, enjoy it, and see how the day goes.
Yeah. I know you're here to have fun, and I know the other boys will be fighting away at the top end of the leaderboard. What's your goal here? What's if you can get her the whole way to the Sunday evening back at the Mount Airgill, and you sit back and you say we're to finish Donegal, and there's a couple of goals that you wanted to reach, what would they be?
Probably the biggest goal is get further than 2 mile. I think that's definitely the biggest goal we've got at the minute. The boys, we've got bets on at the minute. How far I'm going to get? But my biggest goal is to win it. You know what I mean? But no, look, I just want to go around. I want to have fun. I want to get, you know, Brian's been pumping it into my head, and Barry's been, you know, this rally goes for 3 days. You know, it's not one stage. It's not two stages. There's, you know, there's 20 stages out there. So if I just keep plugging along, you know, I'll maybe not be the best in the first couple of stages, but as the days go on and as the stages go on, I think by that point then I'll start to, you know, maybe show a bit of style then, just when I get into the way things is going. And I say, as long as I can bring the car back and Callum can have his car back the way he got it, you know, that's the biggest goal. And I say, I'm not, people may be thinking here I'm here to smash lap records, I'm here to enjoy myself, but I tell you one thing, I'll be having a go. The main thing.
Just one other question, you deal with very high speeds all the time, and you mentioned that this is a 3-day event. Mm-hmm. It's not a sprint event, we call it a marathon here. Is it hard for somebody like you who's on the limit all the time to sort of pace yourself, and you're going to have to factor that in this weekend?
Yeah, the biggest thing is being consistent, you know. At the end of the day, I am a loose cannon, that's the long and the short of it. I'm just a nightmare, and I say I'm going to have a pop at it, but mainly just keep plucking along, just head down, you know, just keep going and going. And say, it's as the boys were saying, you could be lying on 50th and Friday, come Friday evening you could be 20th, you know, the boys, you know, it's just the events, people get excited, you know what I mean, you know, but things happen, mistakes happen, and, you know, racing too, you know what I mean, I've been in races that I thought of when I made mistakes, you know what I mean, and that's the beauty of it, you just got to keep your head down. I say, we just, all my main thing is just concentrating where I'm going, and, you know, I definitely want to put a show on for myself, you know, that's the main thing. I don't want to be here dicing for last, you know what I mean, and I've got something in my own head that I'd like to do, and I say the main thing is sit here on Sunday evening and have a beer with the lads. That's the main thing for us.
Well, listen, Michael, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, and it's a pleasure to have you in the county, and all motorsport fans of 2 and 4 wheeler are very much looking forward to you spending some time on the stages and the international. We'll wish you all the best of luck with them, and we'll might have that drink come the Sunday evening.
Aye, hopefully, and hopefully see some of the boys around the stages now, and hopefully they have a good time.
Best of luck with it.
Cheers.